Connecticut has designated 15 local housing counseling agencies across the state to assist with rental relief efforts. Connecticut Public Radio's Camila Vallejo brings us the story of one organization that helped a Bridgeport family stay off the streets.
Prior to the pandemic, Hernandez was an Uber driver. He has asked to be identified by his last name only. He was the sole breadwinner for his family of three. However, that was cut short as soon as COVID started to spread through the state. Hernandez says he found out his wife was pregnant, and he made the difficult decision to stop working.
La enfermedad fácilmente se enfermaba alguien, se podía...
Hernandez says he didn't want to bring the virus home and risk losing his family. But without income, he quickly found himself choosing between rent and other basic necessities. By the time he received a call from the nonprofit Building Neighborhoods Together, or BNT, he was 5 months behind on his rent.
He was so emotional, stressed with everything.
That's BNT's intake counselor, Carmen Ramos. She helped Hernandez apply to the state's rental relief programs.
No matter how hard he tried to understand the process, he just couldn't get it.
Although the applications were in Spanish, Hernandez told Ramos that he wasn't sure he could navigate the paperwork on his own. And that hesitancy isn't uncommon among clients. Ramos says some struggle with language barriers, while others wrestle with technology. All in all, she says the key to her work is building trust.
So it's just, I guess, a tone of how you talk to people and how you treat them and make them feel like you care.
With the help of BNT, Hernandez received over $12,000 from the state.
Si no hubiera sido por ellos, mi familia y yo pudieran no estar en la calle.
Without BNT, he says his family could have ended up on the streets. And Hernandez is just one of 800 clients in need of rental assistance that have crossed Ramos's desk in the last 10 months. Camila Vallejo, Connecticut Public Radio.